谢主的恩典。
I thank God for His grace.
是给我机会能够到西雅图来。
To grant me this opportunity to be with you in Seattle.
能够和大家一同领受主的话语。
So that we can receive together the word of God.
我们一同谦卑在神的面前。
So as we humble ourselves before God's presence,
我们打开我们的心。
Let us open our hearts.
打开我们的思想。
Open our minds.
我们一同仰望主。
And let us look upon God.
将他的信息赐给我们。
So that we can receive what God will send.
在过去的一天，我住在这个何医生家里。
I've been spending the past day at the house of Dr. Ho.
他们夫妇两位说啊，他们在26年前在香港听我讲道。
And they said the last time they heard me was 26 years ago in Hong Kong.
我一听这个话呢，立刻就感觉实在很老了。
It gives me quite a sense of age, does it not?
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
神的恩典不改变。
That the grace of God never changes.
在我们中间有各种年龄的人。
And among us, there are people of all age brackets.
有的是比我年纪还大。
There are some that are older than I am.
有的很年轻。
There are others that are rather young.
或老或年轻，主的恩典一样。
No matter what age, God's grace doesn't change.
我们也是活到老，学到老。
We also learn as we grow.
特别是主的许下，我们要继续的学，学一辈子都是学。
And it is a life process, the learning process, especially in the Lord.
在这几天，我们要从诗篇里面来领受。
These several days, we will receive from the Psalms.
诗篇实在是很宝贵的一卷书。
The Psalms are indeed a very wonderful treasury.
如果圣经里啊没有诗篇，
If the Bible did not have Psalms,
我们就会感觉这个圣经好像不大完全。
Then we will feel a sense that it is incomplete.
我们读诗篇的时候，
When we read the Psalms,
我们感觉到心里有共鸣。
We feel a certain resonance with it.
我们读到的话正是我们心里要说的话。
We feel that what we read is exactly what we wish to say.
这个诗人的经验也常常是我们的经验。
And that what the psalmist has experienced is often what we have experienced.
我们看见诗人在主的恩典中的领受。
We see what the psalmist has received in the grace of God.
我们要一同来查考这个诗篇。
And so we will meditate upon the psalms.
这六次的信息都是在诗篇里面。
There are six messages, and all of them will be on the Psalms.
我希望在这几天里面，大家也可以多多的看诗篇。
And we hope that you will spend time reading the Psalms these couple of days.
我每次要用一个钟头。
I spend 1 hour each session.
我讲30分钟，这个黄姊妹讲30分钟。
30 minutes of which are taken off by the interpreter.
如果想一个钟头就太长了，分开想，半个钟头，半个钟头就短了。
So you think 1 hour was too long? Note that it is only 30 minutes long, the sermon itself.
今天晚上我们要看诗篇里面的对神的爱。
Today we will examine from the Psalms our love towards God.
我们以大卫做代表。
Here, the representative, of course, is David.
大卫领受神的爱。
David has received of the love of God.
他也实在有爱神的心。
And he indeed had a love to God.
他对神的爱有一个很大的接受的容量。
He had great capacity and dimension in receiving the love of God.
同时呢，他爱神也是很大的容量。
And he loved God in the same dimensions that he had received.
神爱他，他也实在回报了，回应了神的爱。
As God loved him, he reciprocated the love.
有许多的基督徒啊，不是那样。
There are many Christians that are not so.
神爱他们，但是他们只爱自己，
God loved them, but they only love themselves.
神爱我，我爱我。
God loves me, I love myself.
我有五个儿子。
I have five sons.
第二个小的时候，我们叫他松松。
When the second one was young, we called him Song Song.
有一天呢，这个妈妈就问松松。
One day, his mother asked him.
他说：“松松，告诉我妈妈爱谁。”
Tell me, Song Song, the mother asked, who do you think mother loves?
松松说：“妈妈爱松松。”
And Song Song said, mommy loves Song Song.
妈妈说：“好，我再问你。”
Good, the mother said, let me ask you.
松松爱谁？
Who does Song Song love?
松松说。松松爱松松
and 松松 says 松松 loves 松松
妈妈爱我我爱我
mother loves me I love myself
主爱我我爱我
the Lord loves me I love myself
有不少的基督徒是这样
and that is the way many Christians are
我记得我自己小的时候
I remember when I was young
我自己的柜桶里面抽屉里面呢有两个碗一个大碗一个小碗
there were two bowls in my drawer a big one and a small one
每次吃饭的时候
and every time meal time comes
我要先看看这个餐桌上摆的是什么菜
I had to first examine what was being served
如果是我欢喜吃的菜呢我得去拿个大碗来
if my favorite dishes were being served I'd go get the big bowl
如果是不欢喜吃的呢
if the food was not what I liked
就拿个小碗
then I took the small bowl
不同的容量
different capacities
就是说我们接受主的爱和报答主的爱这个容量真是不同
and sometimes we love the Lord and receive the Lord with different measures of scale
我们接受神的爱这个容量很大
we have great capacity when we want to receive God's love
神的恩神的爱越多越好
the more the better God bless me
但是我们爱神的时候呢
But when we love God
我们常常觉得哎呀我爱主太多了
We feel that we are loving him too much
我奉献太多了
I've offered too much
我为主用的时间太多了
I've spent too much time for the Lord
不同的标准
Different standards of scale
大卫不是这样
But this is not the way with David
我们要看看大卫怎么样爱神
Let us see how David loved God
第一方面
First of all
大卫啊是爱神自己。
First of all, David loved God for himself.
他不是爱神的恩典过于爱神自己。
It was not the grace of God that David loved more than God himself.
他乃是以神自己为最高的爱的对象。
But the ultimate focus was the person God himself.
我们来看几节圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
诗篇第十六篇
Psalm 16
第五节
Psalm 16 verse 5
诗篇十六篇第五节
Psalm 16 verse 5
耶和华是我的产业是我杯中的份
The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup
耶和华是我杯中的份。
The Lord is the portion of my cup.
这个杯是什么杯
？What is this cup that is talking about here?
很坦白的说
，Frankly speaking，
这个杯就是酒杯。
This is a wine a goblet.
大卫的意思就是说，一般的人呢，喝酒才满足。
David says here that most people get satisfaction from drinking wine.
但是大卫的满足是什么？
But what was David's source of satisfaction?
是耶和华。
It was the Lord himself.
不是酒。
Not wine.
是耶和华自己。
But the Lord Jehovah himself.
这是他描写他对神的感受。
This is the way he felt towards God and expresses itself.
十七篇。
In Psalm 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十七篇十五节。
Psalm 17 verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
大卫说，我醒了的时候。
David says, when I awake.
这个醒呢，是在荣世里面醒过来的时候。
It talks about an awakening in eternity.
那个时候见到神的形象。
It is when one wakens to see God's image.
他就心满意足。
And he is satisfied.
他不是看见黄金街碧玉城在天家里面，他就心满意足。
He does not see golden streets and pearly gates that gives him satisfaction.
他说看见神的面。
But rather beholding the face of God,
他就心满意足。
Then he shall be satisfied.
神自己是他的满足。
God himself is his satisfaction.
当然神的恩典很宝贵。
Of course, the blessings and grace of God is very precious.
当然神的祝福是很宝贵。
And God's blessing is very precious.
但是神自己更宝贵。
But what is more precious is God himself.
有一节圣经
There's this one verse
我从前不明白
that I failed to understand before
在122篇
122
篇第二节
Psalm 122 verse 2
122篇第二节 耶路撒冷啊我们的脚站在你的门内
Psalm 122 verse 2 says, Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
我读到这里的时候心里想
And when I read upon this, I started to think.
这节太平淡了
Such an ordinary verse.
我们的脚站在耶路撒冷门内
Our feet shall stand within Jerusalem's gates.
这有什么好讲
So what?
我的脚不在门内就在门外不在门外就在门内有什么好讲
My feet is either within or without, so what's the point?
好像太平凡的没有什么特别的意义。
It seems such a trivial.
一直到有一天。
Until one day.
我明白了。
I understood.
我在1964年第一次到圣地去。
1964 when I first visited the Holy Land.
这个飞机在圣地降落的时候。
And when the plane started to descend.
这个旅客乘客就下飞机了
And all the passengers disembarked
我注意到其中有一位
And I noticed there was one
他的脚一踏到地上的时候
The minute that his feet landed on ground
他整个的人呢就跪下匍匐在地
He put his whole body prone on the ground
他的面他的身体都伏在地上
His face, his entire person was prone
他然后啊就用口这个亲这个地
and he kissed the ground
我看见的时候
and when I saw that
我立刻知道他是一个以色列人
I realized that he was an Israelite
一定是生平第一次回到祖国
and that would probably be his first time to his native land
所以他心里很激动
so he was very thrilled
也他爱他的祖国
he loved his homeland
他表达出来
and he expressed that love
不理别人
regardless of everybody else
他心里充满了最深的最强的感情
his heart was filled with the deepest and utmost emotions
如果那个时候他说
if at that point of time he said
祖国啊我的脚踏在你的土地上
my feet have landed in this land my homeland
你想这一句话里面的感情如何
Can you feel what would be expressed in those token words?
在这里大卫这样说
And here David is saying
耶路撒冷神的城啊
O Jerusalem, city of God
我的脚站在你的门内
My feet stands within your gates
表面看很平凡
So trivial a verse it seems
但是里面有很深很真的感情
and yet laden with such sincere emotions
大卫爱神自己
David loved God himself
他爱神的时候大卫啊有一个表现
there's one expression that David shows when he loves God
就是他心里充满了神忘记了自己
and that is his entire heart is filled with God and he has forgotten himself
有一节圣经很宝贵
There is this one very dear verse
撒母耳下
Second Samuel
六章十四节
6:14
撒下六章十四节
Second Samuel 6 14.
在这里我们看见大卫啊，把神的约柜接到他的城里面去。
Here we see that David has received the Ark of God into his city.
在迎接约柜的时候。
And in welcoming the Ark.
Yeah, 他就像一个小孩子一样跳起舞来。
David was just exhilarated and danced like a child.
他什么都忘记了。
He had forgotten everything.
他忘记了他是王。
He forgot that he was king of the land.
他心里充满了对神的感谢。
All that filled him was thanksgiving to God.
充满了神的爱。
He was filled with the love towards God.
其他的都忘记了。
He had forgotten everything else.
他像个小孩子一样跳起舞来。
And he danced just like a little child.
有人说啊，这件事没有什么太特别。
And people have said that that is nothing spectacular in itself.
当时的风俗就是这样。
That was the current tradition and custom, was it not?
一个人高兴起来就跳舞。
One danced when one was happy in those days.
但是事实上不是那样。
In fact, it is not so.
因为下文告诉我们。
Because right away, the verses tell us.
这个王侯啊为这件事轻看大卫。
David's wife, the queen, because of this, despised the king.
批评他。
And criticized him for doing this.
可见这件事很不平常。
So you can see that what David did was not usual.
王后不了解大卫。
And the queen could not understand David.
大卫对神的爱的那个感受很深很深。
She could not understand how deeply David felt this love towards God.
他的心被神的爱充满。
His heart was entirely filled with the love of God.
忘记了自己。
And he had forgotten himself.
我现在要问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
舍己和忘记这两样比较起来，哪一个在这个爱上面的程度更高呢？
When we are comparing the extent of love of denying oneself or forgetting oneself, which one would rank more?
我不晓得大家的这个答案怎么样。
I don't know what your answer would be.
但是我自己的感觉。
Personally speaking,
舍己很好。
It is good that one denies oneself.
很难得。
It is rare, in fact.
很少人呢，真正的舍己。
It is a very rare event that one can truly deny oneself.
但是我们仔细地分析舍己的时候。
But if you analyze this self-denial,
我们发现呢，里面呢还有点勉强的成分。
You will find that there is this element of being a mandate.
但是忘记呢不同了。
But self-forgetting is different.
是心里充满了对于被爱者的爱。而完全忘记自己。
It is a total forgetting oneself because one has received this love.
这个是自然的。
And it is a natural response.
这是可享受的。
And it is a source of enjoyment.
有喜乐的。
It is filled with joy.
所以这个忘记是个爱更高的一个水准。
So we see a higher standard of love when one forgets oneself.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
世界上实在有许多人爱主到一个忘记的地步。
That there are many, in fact, that love the Lord to the extent of forgetting oneself.
这个自己是个很强的天性。
The self is a very strong natural element.
人人都是爱自己。
Because everybody loves themselves.
但是有的人呢，真是舍己又忘记。
But there are some people that are able to deny themselves and to forget themselves.
有一次有一群的飞鸟。
There was a flock of birds once.
他们是候鸟在迁飞之中。
And they were in the process of migrating.
大家知道这个这种鸟的这个迁飞的天性很强。
We know that this migrating instinct in these birds are extremely strong.
什么都不能够止住他们不飞。
And nothing can deter them from migrating.
但是这一次呢，在他们飞的时候，有两只鸟停止了。
This time during their flight, there were two birds that stopped.
一个是母鸟，一个是小鸟。
There was a mother bird and a young one.
他们就落在一个这个农田里面。
And they alighted on a meadow.
这个小鸟啊，受伤了。
The young one was injured.
不能飞了。
And he could not continue to fly.
这个母鸟呢？
The mother bird,
它的天性是要飞。
Had the instinct to go on flying.
但是它很爱这个小鸟。
But because of her love for her young,
所以它也停止了。
She had to stop too.
因为它里面呢， 有一个爱更强的一个天性。
Because inside her was a stronger instinct, that of love.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的爱是最强的爱。
That the love of God is the highest force of love.
当这个爱进到我们心里的时候。
And when that love enters into our hearts,
我们产生了一种回应。
We generate a response.
我们爱主。
We love him too.
甚至到舍己到爱己的地步。
To the point of self-denial and self-forgetting.
在上一个月。
Last month.
我在 New Jersey.
I was in New Jersey.
有一次住在一个牧师家。
And I was living at a minister's house then.
这个牧师呢他原来有他的 PhD degree。
This minister had in the past earned a doctorate.
他有很好的这个工作。
And had a good career going for him.
但是主呼召他。
But the Lord called him.
把自己献上给。
That he would dedicate himself to the Lord.
全时间侍奉主。
Into full-time ministry.
他接受这个呼召。
And he responded to that call.
把自己摆上。
And he laid himself up.
他进了神学院。
And he entered in seminary.
现在做一个很好的牧师。
And now he's a minister for the Lord.
我发现他的教会很兴旺。
He has a church that is growing.
满了弟兄姊妹。
And it's filled with brothers and sisters.
我住在他的房间里面。
I lived in his house.
他的家很小。
It was a small house.
没有地方给我们住。
There was not room enough for guests.
把他的 study 给我们住。
So we lived in his study.
还是我和滕师母第一次住在人家的 study 里面。
The first time my wife and I lived in someone else's study, in fact.
感谢主。
We thank God.
有许多的人实在爱主。
There are so many people that truly love God.
大卫爱神的第二个表现。
The second expression for David's love to God.
他因为爱神呢，就欢喜亲近神。
Because of his love to God, he delights in drawing near to God.
我们看一百二十二篇。
Psalm 122.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一百二十二篇第一节。
Psalm 122, verse 1.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
I was glad when they said unto me Let us go into the house of the Lord
这是大卫写的
Here this is the word of David
大卫听见人说让我们到神的殿去
Someone is saying to him Let us go into the house of the Lord
让我们去亲近神
Let us draw near to God
他一听见就欢喜
And having heard this David was glad
真的爱是吸引的爱。
True love is a drawing love.
真的爱是接近的爱。
True love is an attracting love.
如果你说你爱某一个人。
If you say you love someone.
但是你不欢喜和他在一起。
But you do not particularly like to be with that person.
没有人相信你真爱那个人。
Then it is hard to believe that you truly love that person.
两个人真相爱的时候。
But when one truly loves.
就算全世界都离开了他们。他们 也不孤单。
Even if the whole world left them, the two would never be lonesome.
他们在一起就满足了。
Because just being together is fulfillment itself.
那是爱。
That is love.
大卫爱神也是这样。
And this is the way David loved God.
大卫是王。
David was king of the land.
王很忙。
He was a busy man.
我想他是当时整个的国家里面最忙的人。
He was probably the busiest man in the land.
他的事务很多很多。
He had many duties.
但是他找到时间亲近神。
But nevertheless, he found time to be near God.
你看他在诗篇里写了许多诗篇。
You see all these psalms that he wrote.
这是个证明。
That is evidence itself.
诗篇里面证明他爱亲近神。
That proves that he truly loves to draw near to God.
这个是真爱神的保证。
That is an assurance of his true love to God.
如果我们爱神，
If we love God,
我们一定欢喜亲近神。
We will be glad to draw near to him.
我们的情形怎么样？
But is it so?
是不是很容易一些任何的事都可以拦住我们亲近神？
Are we easily distracted from drawing near to God?
我记得在香港的时候，
I remember in Hong Kong,
在青岛晚报看见一篇短短的文章。
I saw this article in the evening newspaper.
这个文章说
And the article said
有一个男孩子写信给他的女朋友
There was a young man that wrote a letter to his girlfriend
他在信里面呢表达他的感情
And in his letter he expressed his love
其中用了一句成语
And he used a Chinese saying
海枯石烂此心不变
He said that the ocean, the rocks may disintegrate, but this heart will never change.
Yes, 这个很好听。
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
但是到了最后这封信结束的时候。
But in the final closing of his letter,
他说我明天来看你如果不下雨的话。
Said, if it doesn't rain, I'll be there to visit you tomorrow.
是我怕他的女朋友收到这封信呢不是太相信他的爱。
And I think that the girlfriend would find it hard to believe that his love was as true as stated.
一阵雨就把爱冲走了。
It doesn't even withstand a rainstorm, does it not?
我们爱神怎么样?
How do we love our God?
我们亲近神怎么样?
How do we draw near to him?
是不是一点点的问题,一点点难处,我们就不亲近神了?
How much does it take for us not to draw near to God? A slight problem, a small difficulty?
大卫真是有爱神的真实的表现。
Here David shows us truly the expression of true love.
我们看大卫爱神第三方面的表现。
Then we examine the third expression of love.
大卫因为爱神呢，所以要荣耀神。
Because David loved God, he wanted to glorify God.
八十六篇。
Psalm 86.
十二节。
Psalm 86 verse 12
86篇十二节
Psalm 86:12
主我的神啊我要一心称赞你我要荣耀你的名直到永远
I will praise thee O Lord my God with all my heart and I will glorify thy name forevermore
这是大卫的话
These are the words of David
神啊我要荣耀你的名直到永远
I will glorify your name, O God, forevermore.
这是他的决心
This is his determination.
是不是单单有决心呢
Is that enough?
他有实际的表现吗
Does he have actual fulfillment of what he has chosen to do?
有
Yes, he does.
我举两个例子
Let me give you an example.
证明这是真的
To prove that, in fact, it is so.
第一个例子
First of all,
大家记得大卫面对巨人哥利亚的时候
Remember the time when David faced Goliath the giant?
这个年轻的大卫很勇敢的就跑上去
He was this young and valiant lad David that greeted the giant
为什么他这样勇敢
Why was he so courageous?
为什么他不怕巨人
Why was he so undaunted?
有一句话叫我们了解那个原因
The reason is given in the verse
在撒上撒母耳记上
In 1 Samuel
17章
1 Samuel 17
46节
Verse 46
17章46节
In 1 Samuel 17, 46
在这里告诉我们大卫一面跑上去一面大声的呼喊
It tells us that as David charged forward he was crying this out
他说我要全世界都知道以色列的神是真的神
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
这是他心中的一个愿望。
This was a desire of his heart.
这是他要追求的。
And this is what he pursued.
他要荣耀神。
He wanted to glorify God.
要全世界都知道耶和华是真神。
So that all the earth may know that God is the one true God.
这一个热切的愿望给他力量。
And this desire in his heart granted him the strength.
是他勇敢，什么都不怕。
So that he was courageous and totally undaunted.
也许大家听说一个宣教士。
Heard probably of the missionary.
很出名。
That was very famous.
到非洲去传福音。
He went to Africa to preach the gospel.
名字叫 Mary Slessor。
By the name of Mary Slessor.
也许我们从前有人读过她的传记。
Maybe some of us have read her autobiography.
她小的时候住在苏格兰。
When she was small, she lived in Scotland.
她性情很怕羞。
She was a very shy person by nature.
每一逢客人来到她家里的时候。
And every time there were visitors in the house.
她就藏起来。
She would run and hide.
她妈妈找不到她。
And her mother could never find her.
她怕见客人。
Because she was afraid to meet these visitors.
但是她长大起来的时候。
But after she grew up.
她把她的心奉献给主。
She dedicated her heart to the Lord.
后来她决定做宣教士。
And later on decided to become a missionary.
到了非洲去。
She went to Africa.